This is Channel 2,
the Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 9th of November, and can I just say, 6 weeks. 6 weeks, guys. 6 weeks till Christmas. Yes, I'm going to start saying it every week now.
Yay!
6 weeks and 4 days, to be exact, to be fair.
Exciting.
I know.
Counting the minutes.
I know, literally. And yeah, I won't tell you how many minutes because I don't know. I haven't worked that one out yet. I am joined in the studio today, as you can hear, by Mark again. Mark, we've had, got you back 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks running. I'm how delighted to be here. I'm not around next week, but you will get one of the other great co-hosts around.
Yes, absolutely.
Great to be here today.
We do have a couple of other co-hosts, but it's great to have Mark back again this week. And we are joined in the studio by the very lovely and stylish Julie Daniels, the Chic Stylist.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I have to say this because I did find it amusing. It's lovely. Mark wore a full bodied suit today, three-piece suit.
And he looks very dapper,
doesn't he?
I must say.
Yeah, he dresses like that all the time, Julie, honestly. He comes into the show every week like that.
Usually
very
it's
chic.
It's a dinner jacket, usually.
Yeah, DJ.
White tie.
No, you could have done that. Wore your dicky bows today. That would have been.
I love you made the effort for me.
You did.
Oh,
thank
absolutely.
You.
The Chic Stylist. Yes.
Do you not often get that, though? People are like, oh, God, I'm going to see
they
Julie.
Do.
I better make sure I look
they
good.
Do. They yeah. honestly do. I'm like, it's all right. Relax. It's okay.
Oh, it's fabulous.
But so it's an interesting, isn't it? We've immediately made like a hit. So we're going to talk more about this through the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, the impact of what you wear.
It's
you
totally, know, like, yeah.
We've already started
it's
talking
massive.
About it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's huge and, yeah, big time. So we've got so much to cover in the show today. We have got we've got a few tweets out there. We've got emails. We've got events coming up. So we want to hear from you, the listeners. Come on, give us a tweet today. Let us know how your week's been, what you've been up to. Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with the hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. How much time do you take getting ready for work in the morning when you're going to a meeting? Let us know how much time you spend on your appearance and how important it is to you. Give us a tweet and let us know.
One of the tweets has already put in the Ben Stiller, you know, the Zoolander.
The pout. The pout.
The pout.
Absolutely fabulous. You can always give us a call. Give us a call on 01233 220035. 01233 220035. Tweet us first because we never see the phone flashing, but we want to hear from you. And you can always email us at bunkextra@gmail.com if you'd like to come on the show as a guest to share your business and what you do with us, or if you've got an event to talk about, do give us an email. We have a couple of spots coming up in December, so if you'd like to get on, give us a shout.
In the run up to Christmas.
Exactly.
And then isn't there a Christmas party special?
We have. I've managed to get all my co-hosts in the studio on the same day, so the 21st of December is going to be
awesome.
The absolutely business Bunker Extra Party Christmas Special. Woo-hoo! We're going to be looking back at the year. We're going to be looking forward at the year. I don't know how
Excited.
We're all going to have time to speak, but
I might get the train that day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, of course there will be Prosecco
just
and cake.
In case there's some
I was going to say,
yeah.
The booze will always help that along.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure Paul comes so he can drive. Yeah. We've got so much going on. I do want to tell you about this first. We are partnering up with the fabulous Lucy Hall, who is running Kickstart Social, which is happening in literally just a couple of weeks on the 19th of November at Buckmore Park. Is the first for Kent Kickstart Digital. I want to find a piece of paper now. I've lost it. The one-day social media and digital marketing training event for small businesses. Now, we have to emphasise the fact that it is a training event. So it's not just
it's not just speakers.
Speakers.
Yeah, this is actually
which
education.
Is great. It's actually here. It's CPD certified. So you're going to get 6 hours of CPD certification. And they're going to be helping you. So if you're quite good with social media, and quite funnily, me and Julie are quite good at social media, because literally Julie got here and for 20 minutes we didn't speak because we were too busy.
We were selfieing.
Posting about coming on the show.
Yeah,
so I think we've got social media sort of sussed.
Yeah.
But then they cover the digital marketing as well. So obviously that covers everything from your website, SEO and all that type of thing. So there's going to be something for everyone.
Well, I've
there.
Booked myself on there.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah, no,
it looks amazing.
It's going to be so much.
Really good day.
We've got Many different speakers. You've got Lauren Bennett from Evoke Media. Lucy herself will be speaking. You've got Lou Frake from Space Between, Danny Windsor from Sleeping Giant Media, Becky Sims from Reflect Digital, and the fabulous Amy McManus from AM Marketing. So there's going to be so much going on. It is literally just £45, and it's, you know, it's money worth spent to help you. You can plan out for next year your social media strategy, your digital marketing strategy, and, you know, start 2019 with a bang out there. So if you want to come and join us, Business Extra are actually partnering, so I'm going to be there with my walk around mic, so I'm going to be targeting people and shoving my microphone in their faces.
I was going to say, does Mike know?
my mic, yeah. Mike doesn't know.
It's Australian.
Yes. So yeah, I'll be doing on the spot interviews, which then we'll be playing the following week to find out how it went and what people thought. Go to kickstartsocial.media and book your tickets today. Also, as a little added bonus, if you fancy staying on at the end of the day for an extra £20, you can go kart racing. So I there was an event there, I can't remember if it was last year, and they had the kart racing, and I was like, I'm in my dress and heels. can't really race a kart in this. So I won't be going dressed for kart racing, so I shan't be doing the kart racing. But the go-kart racing is fun, so it's like an extra bonus at the end of the day.
It is,
have a bit of fun, yeah. Which is
bit
cool.
Of competition,
bit of competition.
Makes the best of the venue as well, and you know all about making the best of the venue.
Exactly, you need to utilize and making it just more exciting, adding a little bit of extra flair to your event.
And while we're on the subject, I know you're probably too modest to mention this, but I think congratulations are in order, aren't they? This week.
what do you know that I don't know?
Well, it's the 3 years. It's the full launch of Butterflies Events.
It is.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
we have met. I quite liked the word that I found that came to my head. Metamorphosized. I can't even say it now. Metamorphosized. which goes obviously well with butterflies.
Yeah.
Started my business. It's just over 3 years ago, but now we've just launched. So we've started at Butterflies and Dreams events. I did a mixture of children's parties and adult parties, and then I got very business-fied, so then we moved on to Butterflies business events, and now we've just grouped everything together and we are Butterflies Events, a full-service event management company that offers corporate hospitality, venue finding, free venue finding, might I just add. We'll find the perfect venue for your event, event marketing, event organisation, and bespoke parties.
So now you're really flying. So congratulations.
Yes. Congrats, Amanda. Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think you worried Paul for a bit. You know? He's like, congratulations. He's like, what? What have I done? Don't worry, Paul. It's fine.
Paul writes in.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, no, it's great. It's lovely being in business. And, you know, when you sort of reach a point where you can go, yeah, actually, you know,
yeah,
I can see where I'm going now and what my cause is out there, which is great. It's been a busy, you know, I've been up to London twice in the last 2 weeks. And I do try to avoid London. I'm not, I don't mind London.
Why?
I'm not a huge fan of it. I can do it. I'm a former Londoner.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I was in Bexley and I still didn't go to go into Bexley that often. It's like, yeah, no, it's like, it's London. But I know I do like it up there. And obviously they have some amazing, hugely amazing venues. Did you know you can hire Lord's Cricket Ground for an event?
Oh, yes.
They have got on-site, they've obviously got the old-style buildings or they've got modern buildings that you can use for any type of event.
Mm.
Ali Pally, the Alexandra Palace, you can hire for an event. And I met the guys last week and there is a theatre there, which I think sits up to about, I think it's about 1,000, but it's old and it's been left abandoned for 80 years. The BBC owned it, part of the palace, decided, and they used it mostly for storage, decided they didn't want to use it anymore, and it's been
television broadcast in the world, I think.
Yeah, and they haven't used it for 80 years, but now Ali Pally have got it back and they've refurbished it and it's absolutely stunning. Can you imagine hosting an event in somewhere like that? It's absolutely amazing. So I just love the fact anywhere that has a space. I mean, I went to Chilston Park yesterday, so I've been out and about a lot recently, revisiting venues that I use and finding new venues. The lady there was just saying the trouble is everywhere hires out a space. So the competition is fierce.
Yeah.
When you're obviously a venue trying to get your space hired, which I understand.
Yes.
But from an event organiser and venue finding point of view, it's amazing that you can offer so much diversity. You can have a boardroom in a hotel, or you can have Chilston Park, you can have Brands Hatch Place, you can have Portland Mansion Hotel. I'm going to be the last person I met. I was there on Tuesday as well. I've been for a while, so I had to catch up.
Yeah.
Catch up with the gorillas. Yes, exactly. Next week's guest is from Aspinall's, yes. So it was, but it's really lovely to see so many different venues. So I say, I don't go to an event in London that often. And I am actually on a huge mission. And I don't know why I've started this mission, but I've made it my purpose now to bring events beyond London. Because, yes, there are amazing venues in London. And if people want to go to London, I'm quite happy to take...
Are people happy to come out?
Exactly. Well, now beginning... people, businesses are coming out of London to network. They're realising there's lots of amazing small businesses in Kent within the southeast.
Yeah.
And the venues are just stunning. You can get stately homes. You can get castles. You can get a wildlife park. And mansions.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to come 20 minutes, half an hour, an hour out of London and have something so unusual?
But I'm going out to two contrasting events next week. So on Tuesday, I'm at Strategy International in Mayfair.
Right.
And that's the Middle East Access Group. And I'm going to see one of my heroes, Frank Gardner from the BBC.
Wow.
Long time. You always see him on the like 6 o'clock news and stuff talking about the Middle East, Saudi. And he's in a wheelchair now because of what happened to him.
Right.
And then on Thursday, I'm going up to the business show, which is like massive at Excel.
Is that Excel?
Wednesday and Thursday next week. So
you doing both days?
No.
That's brave.
I won't get home until very late on Tuesday night because it's an evening event. So I'll be midnight by the time I get back or something like that. So definitely not Wednesday, but Thursday.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So it's out there. You know, look what's about. From Southeast down here, guys, don't be frightened to go into London because there is amazing events, amazing venues. But then also people out there in London and throughout, come down here to the Southeast. Join me in my mission, Meetings Beyond London. Seriously, you're going to see so much marketing going out over the next sort of few months as I just bring more people, more agents.
It's awareness, isn't it? Because people don't know what they don't know. No. So if they're based in London, obviously they move around London, they work in London, they go to lunch in London. It all, you know, it's all around, it all revolves around London. Their life revolves around London. And people don't tend to look further than their nose, really, do they?
No.
So once the awareness is there and you put out all the amazing offerings that we have here in Kent, you know.
But it's even down to
I laugh a little bit. You're from London yourself.
I am a Londoner.
You've experienced, but you've escaped. So you've
she got out. She got past the M25. She made it.
I actually find it quite funny. And you can tease some Londoners, you can tease some people because their spatial awareness is quite restricted. It's like they basically, do I have to change tube lines or do I have to change buses to get there? Well, I'm definitely not going. Or if it's do I have to get an Uber?
It's a life of convenience in London. Everything's on your doorstep.
Because I used to say, I'm from Kent, and people used to say, oh, Bromley.
Yeah, exactly. No, but if you could say to somebody in Kent, oh, I'm from London, what, Bromley?
Bromley, exactly, yeah. And then there's another Bromley 60 miles of Kent, but they don't really understand what that means, you know, because people, you know, don't. It's not 60 miles within London, so
Well, that's the thing is that I used to live in Bexley, and Bexley is a London borough, but the address was Bexley, Kent.
Yes.
So, no, I live in Kent. No, I don't live in London. I live in South East London. It's convenient. But no, it's nice. And you say it's about building that awareness and even down to cost effectiveness. You know, you could exclusive hire Portland Mansion for a 2 day event for about $6,500. Which is how much it costs you for about 3 hours at the bar because of the chart.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
So it depends what you want and what, you know, different, reaching out, looking out.
So do we have to dress differently in London to Kent?
I reckon there is a different dress code.
There totally is.
Yeah.
There totally is. There's a whole different vibe.
Can I just say in Deal,
You dress differently down there as well, though,
nobody,
don't you?
Nobody on the coast dresses up. So basically, if you see somebody wearing a tie, they are either going to the magistrate's court or... there is no need to dress up. It's all very informal.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely a cultural thing, a London cultural dress code versus everywhere else.
Yeah. But it is. London is its own zone.
It's its own identity. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people from London. I mean, Richard, obviously one of our co-hosts, our cybersecurity expert, he often says, you Kent people are weird. He said that you just, but in a nice way, he means it, of course. But just the culture here in Kent and the business community, certainly the culture is just so nice. It's so close. And he loves it. He said, but it's just so totally different to London. He lives in West London. He just sees it dramatically.
You probably don't see the same person twice in London unless you make that absolute effort to get out to similar networking events together or attend various, do's and things. Otherwise, you just wouldn't come across the same person. We're in Kent, you know, we'll come across each other in different ways, in different forums and different networking.
Which, again, I suppose they both have pros and cons, doesn't it? Because if you're networking with the same people all the time, then that does... Eventually, although you get the support, it eventually limits your reach because you're seeing the same people. Whereas if you're meeting different people all the time, it expands your reach widely. So it's about mixing it up, isn't it? And just
but then it's also about building the relationships as well. So it's getting the balance, isn't it?
It's
but I mean, it's the thing about networking in London is that a lot of people actually travel from around the country to network in London. So
yes, they do.
So the chances are you're meeting somebody from Basingstoke. Or somebody up north from Peterborough or somebody who's sort of down for the weekend. And I'm not sure how useful that is for the business either. You know, it's very nice, very interesting, but it's not necessarily very useful to meet people who are basically just coming in for the day, like in some ways like you are.
You unless know, you have a national business, of course.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? If you're reached, depending on where you want to reach with your business, I mean, you get a lot of people in Kent who are from Deal or Folkestone in that area, and they won't go up to Dartford, which is an hour. Because, but my business is in Deal. But do you just want to deal with people in Deal? Well, no. You know, it's a nationwide. Well, how can it be nationwide if you're only going to network?
You've got to go
in your town.
You know,
you've got to spread out. You know, Kent.
But I also think there's the other way around. People from Dartford will not go.
No, exactly. It's not just Dartford.
East of Ashford or Canterbury.
We're territorial, aren't we? Yeah. That's what it is. We like to stay within our home comforts.
I think it's about be aware and be brave and step out of those comfort zones.
Absolutely.
And travel. Travel, people. Yeah. Have a bit of a drive, get a bit on the train.
Yeah.
You can get into London in 38 minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
On the high speed.
Yeah. Totally.
And you know what? I flabbergasted these two guys earlier because when I was up London on Wednesday, when I came back, I came through Westfield, Stratford, and I've never been there before. And they're like, how can you...
Gasps. There were gasps in a studio.
I
can't believe that.
I'm a blue water girl. I am a blue water girl.
But no, step out of your comfort zone, Amanda.
I know. Well, now I know it's there, and how easy it is to get there.
Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? When you know how it is, actually easy it is to do something.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people with anything and everything to do with business and sometimes life, you procrastinate. Even when you think, no, I'm not a procrastinator. You do, because you think about it and you think about the pros and cons, and then you think about how difficult it's going to be. Whereas if you just get on and do it,
you think yourself out of it. Otherwise,
exactly.
Don't you?
But if you just go and do it, it's like, oh, well, that wasn't very hard, was it? It's like, hello.
Right.
It was easy.
Yeah.
So I like going to these malls. So, we've got Stratford Westfield, the Stratford Shepherd's Bush, the West one.
And they're building one in Croydon.
One in Croydon, exactly. So there's going to be three. But I actually love the West End. So you go down New Bond Street, Regent Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some great marks. So this is a segue, really, into introducing our guest.
I know, but we haven't got there yet because we haven't done our events yet or anything yet. Like, we've been carried away.
Well, let's introduce the guest now and we can come back to the events because I think Julie's got an event as well coming up.
Let's start with Julie's event. Okay. And then what we'll do is we have got a couple of dates for your diaries, because you know what happened otherwise, Mark. We'll speak to Julie and then we'll run out of time and that'll be gone. The show will be gone and we've got so many amazing events to mention. So, Julie, let's start with your event.
Thank you. Yes. So I've got the Awesome Confidence Masterclass coming up. It's on the 21st of November between 6:30 to 8:30 at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. There's my fabulous self up on stage showing you basically how to... dress for the party season that's up and coming, how to put different looks together, the current Christmas trends, and just wear, those fabulous clothes with absolute confidence. So I'm going to give some style tips and tricks and some great stuff.
What to ask
there.
For Christmas presents from your
Totally. Yeah. Such as the Chic Stylist, Christmas vouchers, style experiences. Yes, absolutely. I've also got some great collaborations on that. So I've also got some aesthetic nurses come in. So we have a lady who's going to be talking about anti-aging treatments, skincare treatments, etc. We have a lady who has a laser machine who does hair removal and scar removal and things like that. So it's quite good for people who have lots of insecurities about,
absolutely.
You know, like moles and things like that, that they've lived with forever and actually they can do something about. So there'll be an education there. And of course, we've got a makeup artist coming along. So she'll be doing live demonstrations on the Christmas look. works, how to contour, all that great stuff that us lovely ladies just need to get right.
And just remind us of the dates for that. We'll put it on the website, obviously.
The 21st of November, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Village Hotel. There's cupcakes, goodie bags, lots of discounts and offers also, stalls. So
fantastic.
Please come along.
Put that on the website, which is Kent Business Radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eventbrite for tickets. It's just the Awesome Confidence Masterclass if you pop in there. Thank you.
Fantastic. So we're going to do a couple of events and then we're going to find out more about Julie and obviously her chic styling and how she got into it. We have had a shout out on the Twitter from 6-2. Good morning, guys. They've had another busy week in the office. So it's Aaron and Megan.
Great.
To be fair, hi, Megan. Megan's the tweeter person. Megan. I know Megan. She's introduced herself now, so we know. But Aaron, if you're listening as well, good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
We've had a great week, and we've just already heard about our week, and looking forward to listening. So thank you for wishing us a good show. Emily from Pink Spaghetti, pink_spag_Emily on the Twitter. Hi, Emily. Good morning to you.
Hi, Emily.
And Emily is going to be at Kickstart Social on the 19th. So look forward to seeing you there. Oh, and Athelbray.
I saw Emily at the LinkedIn Local a couple of weeks ago.
Did you? Yeah. You saw everybody at LinkedIn Local, didn't you?
Well, about 200 people
it
there.
Was most people
it was
that.
Huge. Yeah.
I was not there.
Yeah, well, how come you wasn't there?
I was in America.
What happened?
Oh, okay. We'll let you off.
We can let you off for
but
that.
Quite funnily, though, when I went
you
on.
You had a note from your travel agent saying, yes. Sorry, Amanda can't come.
I was like, somebody posted a picture saying everybody was there. I was like, no, they wasn't. I was not there. But quite funnily, when I was on Facebook that evening, it must have been obviously an international LinkedIn local day because where we were in Orlando, round the corner, there was a LinkedIn local. I said, Paul, shall we pop along? Go to the Orlando LinkedIn local. We've had a hello from Athelbray, Kate Athelbray, quite funnily, at Chilston Park yesterday having a site visit and afternoon tea, which I must say was amazing, and turned around and who should be there? The wonderful Kate and her husband Keith from Athelbray Limited. So good shout out to them. It was lovely to see them. They were discussing their own personalised menu. Hello.
Oh,
I know. They run a lot of most of their workshops out of Chilston and Brands, so it's fantastic. Quickly, dates for your diary. Do you want to go?
Yes, I'll go.
Give us a date for the diary.
Yes, well, I like saying this one, but I've got to say it very, very quick, carefully. So basically, it's Flip Up or Faff Up or possibly Failure Night at Medway, Volume 2. I can't actually say the real words on air. And very rarely in real life, either.
Exactly.
So this is
glad to hear it.
Medway, 16th of November. 7 p.m. After the great success of Volume 1, Volume 2 will be even bigger. Four great speakers, all willing to share their business failure experience. And we're unusual in the SME community because we actually do celebrate failure because you learn from your failures. So
absolutely.
Tony Burke, Chips and Dinks.
Thank you, because I can't say that. Don't ever ask me to say it on air. Did you hear what I said the other week?
No.
Paul show. Maybe I don't want to.
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
So four great speakers sharing. Tony Burke from Chips and Dinks. Got it right twice.
Thank you.
Tom Lawrence, Art Sparks, Andrea Barker. Love it, Andrea Barker. I was talking to her at LinkedIn Local as well. Andrea Barker, confidence coach. Sean Murphy, Storm Chasers Digital, combined with more live bands. Gourmet hot dog snacks and drinks all included. Great night. So, yeah, book yourself for that.
Good fun. Good entertainment. Social media. So we were talking about social media earlier for an event. There's got one here from the young Ben Abbott. I'm sorry, Ben. He's going to be ever for known the young Ben Abbott from now on.
He's got a baby face, though.
I know
he
has. That's exactly. And he's young. So the young Ben Abbott. Anyway, but he does know his stuff. He is the CEO of Maximum Media and he's hosting a Maximize Your Social Content on Wednesday, the 21st of November. It is in Margate. I don't know where in Margate. It just says Margate. So when I see him later, I shall ask him where in Margate so people know where to aim for.
Yep. But there are some good venues in Margate now.
Yes,
including
absolutely.
Obviously the Turner Contemporary.
Yes, exactly. See, you can hire anywhere for an event. It's great.
Yeah.
You can maximise your social media content with a 3-hour workshop on social media, video, podcasting and personal branding. Get trained. Again, this is not just talking about it. This is training you and showing you how to do it. It's just £99. If you visit the young Ben Abbott's Facebook page, Maximum Media, or at Maximum Media_UK on the Twitter and find out more about that.
Oh, shall I do another one?
Go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
hello,
Thursday, the 22nd of November, ZC Social Media Academy, 9:30 till 1. So it's all morning. This is creating effective campaigns for 2019, including Facebook ads, Google AdWords, SEO tactics, social media and video marketing. That's going to be a very, very full on morning.
Mm.
Very, very interesting. I think get yourself along to that. So come along. That's hashtag ZC Social Media, and where are we? Yes, zcsocialmedia.co.uk, so you can book there.
Perfect. Women in Business Brunch. You know, us women, we like our brunches and we like our lunches, so I've got a brunch next week, Tuesday the 13th at Base Point Northfleet, being hosted by the lovely Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettins. It is an FSB get together for us ladies. Guest speaker is our very own Channel Radio's very own Sarah Ann Lucas, aka Bird on a Bike, or Bird to everybody. And she's, her talk's going to be Show, Don't Tell. So it's a 2-hour meeting, 10 till 12 at Base Point Northfleet on Tuesday. And it's literally a great networking, meet up with other ladies in business. It's just £10. And you hear from Bird, who is a great speaker. So if you go to Eventbrite, FSB Women Business Brunch, you can book your tickets there.
And Wednesday the 21st November, starting at 8 a.m, running to 9:30 a.m, so it's an hour and a half, at Metro Bank in Maidstone. And this is Business Dr. Peter Searle will be hosting a free FSB Connect event. This month, hear from Liz White from Think Wild Media, talking about clever PR, how you can save your business, along with Miriam McGurk, writer, storyteller, speaker and blogger. Miriam McGurk, who is also
married.
Chris Pollard.
Chris Pollard,
who was the co-host here for at least a year.
Yep,
so really co-host. Professional guy. To book, go to businessdoctors.co.uk or look for events on eventbrite.co.uk.
Fabulous, thank you. Now look at the time. We've been so busy chatting at the beginning of the show. Time is just flying. So we are going to go into a musical break because I have a treat for everybody today.
From Jason.
From Jason Allen. I can't call him Jason Allen. I have to call him Jason Allen Sway because that's his Twitter handle. Yes.
It's not his name, though.
It's not his name. I always call him that for ages, like Jason Allen Sway. Jason is a fantastic singer. He does all American songbook type songs, and I've got a couple of his unique songs, and so I would like to play this for him today. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, what is it? Friday, the 9th of November. Friday already. See, I do not know where this week has gone. Flying by. 6 weeks and 4 days till Christmas. Start shopping now. TikTok. And I'm joined in the studio by the fabulous Mark Goldfinch.
Hello.
And our wonderful guest, Julie Daniel.
Hi.
The Chic Stylist. We were going to have a bit of a break because we need a bit of a drink because we've been talking so much, and we'll be back straight after this.
She sits all alone, tapping the table, ignoring each glass. I pluck up the courage as far as I'm able and ask her to dance. Then the band begins to play as she rises to her feet. Can't help staring when she sways, but still don't mean I'm out on my depth, in her control, losing my mind. She's taken my soul, head over heels, ready to drop.
simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 9th of November. I was about to say May then.
Nice, that would be good.
May. No, God, no. May next year.
Okay, yeah.
Sleep forward, not backwards. And I am joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, Mark Goldfinch.
Hello, everybody. Hello,
back
Amanda.
Again. And our guest today is the chic stylist.
Hello.
Julie Daniel, and Julie's already been participating in the show today, which is great. So you get to hear from her, and we've got much more to come, and we're going to hear all about Julie's story. You know, short version.
Yes,
we've got about 20 minutes left till the end of the show.
Not the speakers platform version.
No, which was amazing, by the way. Julie did partake in the speakers platform, which we ran in September. Was it?
Yeah,
was it back in September?
It was. Yeah, fourth, something like that.
Yeah, and you came honorary runner up, didn't you?
I did.
You did so well. It was amazing. It was fantastic.
You did. Thank you.
Considering it was your first proper stand up there, talk about me, public speaking,
open and vulnerable, and airing it all out.
You messaged me, didn't you? Say, shall I do it? I went, yeah. Absolutely.
And it was good.
Yeah.
You were good.
Very
yes.
good.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Go Team Julie. But it was great. So there will be more speakers platforms coming next year. Mm-hmm. I might even up it a little bit as well. So, that, you know, people like you and Julia can come back and...
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Ali yeah. Pally, here we come.
Big venues. Yeah. Wembley.
Wembley.
Yeah.
Definitely. We've had a tweet from... The young Ben Abbott, Maximum Media, saying, have a good show, everybody. I'm sorry, we're talking about you,
Thanks, Ben.
But everybody else, I think we're ready to talk to Julie.
Oh, can I just do a shout out for sponsors?
You can. Yes.
So we're looking for sponsors and content partners for our radio shows, and that's Business Bunker that goes out on Tuesdays, a very long-standing business show with the great Paul Andrews.
Infamous Paul Andrews.
Notorious.
Yes, notorious, yeah.
And Bunker Extra, obviously, this one, which is, again, weekly on Fridays. So if you'd like to be a sponsor or content partner, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/sponsorship.
Yeah, sponsor us show. Julie.
Hi.
So we know you're a shylist. You're a shylist.
Shylist.
It's a new hashtag for you. Hashtag shylist. A chic stylist. And obviously we can see by your appearance, but we know you as well, that you obviously are very, very good at what you do and you're very passionate about what you do.
I am.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm speaking on behalf of the listeners.
Okay.
So what does chic mean to you?
Chic, I'll be honest, chic.
C-H-I-C.
Yeah. Chic means, actually, you know what chic means for me? Chic is C, it's creating confidence. H is about wearing your happy, so happiness. I is invoking inspiration, being really inspirational. And C, at the end, the last C, is also about just being creative and just putting yourself out there.
Love
so
it.
That's my absolute
I
chic.
Love that.
That's so my absolute chic. You put me on the spot there.
Did you just make that up?
No, I've got that as a thing. And I never talk about it. So thank you for asking me the question. I would have forgotten it otherwise.
Yeah. But I mean, I would have been really impressed if you said, yeah, I just made that up.
No, it's there good. Somewhere. But well, I'm glad I got it out.
No idea. Okay. So well done.
But we know that's what you do now. But how did you get into it? Obviously, you've always been into being a stylist.
I love the style and fashion world. But really, my story started in the styling world. It started only a few years ago. Mm. Because prior to that, I was a senior manager in a big corporate organisation in the city of London. And, you know, style and fashion was the last thing, you know, I could think about, really, in that kind of environment where it was all black, you know, penguin suits and, you know, and the like. But you know what it was? It's because I've always had a flair for style and fashion and being a bit of a creative, I would always rock up in the office, you know, with fabulous nails, gorgeous heels, you know, lovely, you know, bright, bold colours and prints. And people would always notice. And they would always say to me, Julie, you know, you look great today. You know, where are you shopping? Where do you go? You know, I love this look. Or, you know, oh, you wore that skirt the other day with this fantastic top too. I see how you're mixing and matching. I love it. I love it. You know, actually, can you help me? And you know what happened? People would ask me if I would go shopping with them at lunchtime. I would literally get colleagues really? Say, love your look. Got a meeting coming up tomorrow. I have no idea where to start. My wardrobe is atrocious. But you know how to do it, don't you? So can we hit Debenhams at lunchtime? Do you mind? So, yeah, it kind of came from that. And I thought, okay, well, yeah, maybe there's something in this. Maybe it's not. I mean, friends of mine would say, you know, Julie, if I win the lotto, I'm taking you around the world as my personal stylist. And I'd be, oh, yeah, whatever. Never really thought of it. You know, never really thought about it as a thing, as something that I could really do because I was a senior manager in the corporate world. And that, you know, that was my label and my role and so that was my life.
It's something you've always had a natural flair for.
Totally,
then,
totally. So. And that's exactly it. So
what was that defining moment? What was it that you said, you know what, I've had enough of the corporate world and actually I could do this
myself?
Yeah,
well, this is it. I think, I'll be honest, what happened was I was coming up to the big
2-5.
I'm going to be
2-5.
I was going to say 3-0. Oh, you're too kind, guys. Too kind. So I was coming up to the big one. And I thought, you know what? I've just done 20 years corporate. Do I want another 20 to take me to the 6-0?
And the answer is...
Exactly. So I made the decision one day that, I mean, for me personally, I had a bloody brilliant career. You know, I made the most of it because I looked the part. I was taken seriously in my job. Mm. You know, I fitted in. But I added my flair and my style and my chic brilliant. To it. And as I say, people would recognise me. They would, you know, they would pay attention. So I stood out and I did well. You know, I did really well in my career. So but what I realised, oh,
but this is actually a virtuous, what they call a virtuous spiral, isn't it? Or a virtuous circle. So basically your confidence professionally and socially helped your career and helping your career helped your confidence.
Absolutely.
So this is actually, you know, this is actually a really, really sort of virtuous spiral.
Here. No, it did. Because, you know, when you're looking good, you feel bloody amazing and you can go out and conquer the world. And literally that's how I felt every day. I'd get up and rock up to the office feeling good, ready for my meetings, ready to deal with my teams and, you know, just crush my days, my weeks, my years. So that's what happened consistently. And again, for me, I attribute it all, you know, to how I presented myself, how I'd put my best foot forward all the time, every time. And it's just in me. It's just in my DNA, I'm afraid. So
do not go out the door, do you? You're not one of these, you never catch me. You're not one of these mums, are you, that rocks up at school on the drop-off?
Or I am in the car and I've got no makeup on and I throw them out the back. Yeah, and then I quickly, you know, hit 60 miles an hour.
There was a Facebook post the other day and it literally had the two pictures. So you had like mum dropping off, mum picking up. So you obviously mum dropping off is literally hair not brushed, no makeup.
That's so me.
Tatty clothes. And then when you pick the child up, you're like, that's it, you're perfect.
Perfect. Because by then I've done some networking meetings, I've had a client, and I'm looking fabulous at 3 o'clock. Yeah, school pickup.
But yeah, a drop off.
No, don't look at me.
I can't even imagine you though. It's like,
I might just about put some lippy on.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, change my slippers to some boots maybe. But yeah, the dressing gown might still be on. No. So, yes, yeah, so my point there was really that, you know, it worked for me. You know, I'm a testament to how well I did in the office, in the workplace. Of course, it helped that when I opened my mouth, I had something decent to say in the meetings. But, you know, I literally put my best foot forward and, you know, my appearance meant, you know, a lot to me. And as I say, people picked up on it and they noticed that. So when I had this epiphany where I thought, well, I'm not doing 20 years of this anymore. You know, actually, I want to go out there and be creative, help others be creative. I want to inspire and I want to empower others, as I have done actually in my office for, you know, just my colleagues, really. Yeah. Because the amount of attention I used to get, there was something in it. So it was
so
very
you know,
much...
because if you've done it, you've done it for 20 years or more.
Yeah.
That actually this works, this technique, and
totally
it works for anybody.
Of course it does. And do you know what it is? It's about dressing for you. I mean, you know, I'm especially a little glamorous and a little chic, and I like a little bit of bling. But that's me, and that's my style personality. So we all have a style personality. And what I say to people is that, you know, I want you to reflect your style personality. Don't look like me. Don't look like, you know, Angelina Jolie. Don't look like, you know, the people we see on the TV, although we kind of want to do that too.
See, but no, I don't. I've never been, I never get that with, I understand it happens, but I never get that with wanting to look like someone else, because I have never that desire to look like an actress or anything. I admire how they look, and that's nice, but I've never gone, oh, I want to look like that, or, you know, I've never been influenced.
I love that. You're totally authentic.
Else's appearance.
Yeah, yeah, you're totally comfortable in your own skin, and you own it, and that's what it's about for me. It's about individuals owning their own look and style.
One of the key things for me, although I'm obviously not as practiced in what we're going to discuss is actually I don't wear visible labels. Never, ever wear T-shirts with somebody else's name on. Many, many years ago, I thought, why am I buying stuff that has got somebody else's name on to wear? You know, they should be paying me to...
Exactly. You should be paying me to wear your clothes.
To advertise their wear, so like Dolce & Gabbana or, you know, whoever it is.
You're not a brand snob then. You're not out there, flaunting the brands and the Gucci.
I'm not purely because if I go into a brand store, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't like that. I know it's in fashion, but I don't like it.
To be honest, a lot of the stuff that comes off the high street, I mean, it's not wearable. It's not, you know, real, is it? You know, you're not going to walk out with massive shoulder pads with tassels coming off of it and, you know, bright pink and red polka
dots.
Yeah,
but we know you can totally take clothes off.
Thank you.
We know that's in your wardrobe.
Thank you, Amanda. Yeah, I have been known.
And you would still boss it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're too, too kind. So, yeah, I mean, my point is that I just, you know, I thought a couple of years ago now that, yeah, let me go and do this. Let me just go help people, you know, look and feel absolutely fabulous and amazing and be successful and crush their lives like I had, you know, for the last 20 years. And now, you know, in my career, in my new business. So I'm literally out there where, I mean, one thing actually I forgot to mention is that I was in HR for a little while as well in my corporate. And I used to run performance management programs and performance management, you know, KPIs and targeting and coaching. Now, part of that, we covered NLP. Now, I don't know if, you know, viewers or you both know much about NLP, but it's neuro-linguistics programming. And what it basically does is it reprograms the mindset, the brain, in terms of looking at things more positively.
Yes.
And, you know, you can do visualization techniques and meditations and different things to sort of take you into your subconscious to clear, you know, the negatives and any issues that might be there. So what I realized is actually there's something in this. And because I was doing a lot of performance coaching anyway, I thought, you know what, this NLP is amazing, because if I can, for want of a better word, sort of crack the brains of the ladies that I'm styling and get under the surface level and really help them to really break down those self-limiting beliefs they have around their body image and their appearance, and gain that body confidence, which a lot of women don't, you know, have after, you know, they've had babies, and, you know, our bodies change over the years, and we have so many hats that we wear, as you know, Amanda, you know, as mums and as business women and as wives, and, you know, there'll be other activities that go on in our life. So it's very much a case of, okay, sitting down with people and understanding what their issues are, so we can work through that and taking it a lot deeper, because the inner self and the outer self both powerfully affect each other. Once we've got the inner self right, we can then move on to the outer self, and it's very much then about, okay, well, we've built up that confidence, we understand the issues that are going on. Oh, because I was bullied as a 10-year-old, you know, in the playground because my nose was too big or something, you know, or whatever, or I had a mole on my chin, which actually now has turned out to be a beauty spot and is now my trademark. Yeah. You know, it's about reframing that. Yeah. And actually, once we've worked through that, ready.
All your attributes positively, rather than as hindrances. Mm.
Yes, absolutely. And because we're all beautiful in our own way, and we need to see that when we look in the mirror.
And I guess that's the thing as well. People often don't relate the two, do they? So they think, she'll, you know, so Julie's a stylist. Oh, she'll just tell you what to wear and how to wear it.
No.
And it's not about that at all.
So much more.
So much more.
It totally is. And that's why, you know, how you dress is so impactful, because it's reflecting, you know, your inner confidence. Because once you've, you know, being able to project your best self out there, you're showing, you know, that confidence and that you are successful and that you do own it, and then you can, you know, you're in control of your life. I mean, we've all seen it, you know, where somebody sort of rocks up in jeans and, you know, scruffy t-shirts and you know, dirty trainers or whatever, and then the man in the full three-piece suit. You know, it's a case of, well, who do you want to do business with? Do you want to do business with the scruffy or Mr. Suit?
But quite often, it's the other way around. It's
these days, yeah. With the millennials, yeah, you pretty much is the scruffy, you know, jeans guy.
But jeans and shorts, or, you know, it's cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Not appropriate in any business environment.
No,
unless you're carrying cargo.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But no, for me, it very much is about, you know, about that. I mean, I've got a stat here that, what is it? The research says, and I've said this before, but that in less than two seconds, right, we form an impression from someone's face alone. So we've already recognised that, you know, we either like or don't like them just from the look of them. From 7 to 17 seconds, we go on to form a little bit more of a fuller impression, but only a little bit more. And then 55% of our opinion about someone is then determined by their physical appearance. So we've absolutely judged somebody literally within seconds of meeting them. And you can totally mess up that impression, you know, by...
It's hundreds of thousands of years of human evolution, and then decades of conditioning as well, you know, with advertising and, you know, the way that men and women are portrayed in different environments, in advertising, in marketing and so forth. You know, we're sold to, and a particular image is sold to us, isn't it? So that puts everybody under pressure.
Yeah. Of course it does.
And I guess some people might say, but I dress how I'm comfortable, and why should it matter what I wear? You know,
but if you want to be taken seriously,
no, exactly. I'm trying to think of how to word it, because for some people, I totally agree, and I think that the way you look and the way you're portrayed when you're out and doing business is vital, and you have to look the part.
Mm. But I think it actually affects the posture, so we can talk a bit more.
Oh,
about
gosh, this. Yeah,
we
I've got
talking
something
about
on that.
The physicality of it.
Yeah.
A couple of minutes ago, and one of the key things is if you're wearing trainers as opposed to standard shoes, for example, or court shoes, you know, stilettos.
Heels. Women always have to suffer wearing.
Yeah.
Please, men, please create shoes that are comfortable. We want to wear high heels, we want to look good, but we want them to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Not cripple us.
It's tough.
There must be some designers
the things
out there
we go. No, I'm sure all men are vindictive.
So basically, if you're kind of wearing casual, you know, then you slouch, you know, your shoulders go down, your back sort of goes out, you know, so it's all of a sudden you're kind of shrinking, really. Whereas if you're wearing a... like for a bloke, a suit and tie, or for a woman, you know, it's business suit, you know, business shoes, then actually the posture is different. You know,
actually,
you're more
upright,
more of a presence.
I can tell you something about that, because I've actually got the ABC to your personal brand. And the A for me is, of course, about the appearance. So what we're just talking about here. And obviously that's just absolutely presenting yourself in the most appropriate way, you know, depending on where you're going, what you're doing, your lifestyle, and again, your shape, your star personality, your colours, you know, you've got to reflect all of that in your appearance. Yeah. It's about good personal grooming habits. So it's about your hair, your nails, your skin. It's things like that, personal hygiene, of course. The B would be adopting a strong body language. So exactly what you said, Mark. So it's all about having the good posture. So it's sitting up straight, standing up straight, having your head up, shoulders back.
Eye contact.
Eye contact is amazing. Exactly. You need all of that. But that all helps. So it's about, you know, having clothes as well on that makes you feel comfortable, that you can move in.
Having clothes on. Please always have clothes
always
on.
Always have clothes on. Please do that at least. Yeah. At the minimum. Yeah. And C is about clear communication. So, of course, it's about our look, it's about our posture and our body language, but it's also about being very clear in our messaging as well. So then when we look the part and then we open our mouth, we follow through. So, you know, we have two ears and one mouth, as they say, and we should always be using that proportion too. So it's about, you know, listening, responding in the right way, you know, looking, feeling good, and, you know, just going out there and smashing it.
Absolutely. So unfortunately, we're really fast running out of time, as always. I know. So, but I do just want to ask you, because obviously within the business world,
yes.
I mean, and this is through, having good style is not just about, and looking nice is not just about the business world. Whatever you do in your life,
it's in life,
generally looking nice.
Yeah.
But within the business world, what do you feel the importance of is regards to your style and your brand and how they overlap each other?
Massive, massive, massive. So again, dependent on what your business is, you know, who you're coming into contact with, where are your clients, who are your clients? And again, that's about knowing your target market and your niche. You know, you want to fit into that environment, you know, and again, you need to look the part. You know, again, for the millennials who are sitting in front of PCs and phones all day, creatives, you know, social media marketers and, you know, all that fun stuff. Potentially, you know, they can throw themselves around a Google ball pool, can't they? You know, in jeans and T-shirts. And that's their thing. And that's their look. And they'll film, you know, stories and selfies with themselves, you know, just having fun and being real casual and cool. And, you know, that attracts their market and, you know, clients, etc. But of course, if you're a lawyer or an accountant, etc., more in the professional sphere, and the people that you're doing business with expect a professional service and professional interaction, I would say there is a thing about, you know, thinking about a suit, thinking about something a little bit more appropriate and a little bit maybe formal, but you don't have to go the full whack. And there's ways of doing that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Striped socks.
Striped socks are always good. But I was going to say that because it doesn't always necessarily, smart doesn't necessarily mean a suit.
No, not necessarily.
It's nice to be.
You can be smart, casual, absolutely.
And not even smart, casual, but smart. I'm going to do it quickly because we're running out of time.
Oh my God.
I was at one of the meetings I was at last week. I met with 20 different suppliers and every single one of them commented on my dress and my necklace. Obviously, I always wear a butterfly necklace and I had a purple and blue dress on, so it's in my branding colours. And I just know, I mean, I started my business 3 years ago. I met Deborah Turner from You and
Yes,
Consultant.
Of course.
I heard her speak a couple of times and thought, obviously, I've always been quite good with what I wear and everything, but I was like, okay, well, I want to make an impact every single time I go out. So every single time I go out, I'll always wear, and I'm very well known for my shoes these days.
Yeah.
You know what? I was never typically a woman that was into her shoes.
Yeah.
I had a few pairs, but no, seriously, I wasn't one of these like hundreds of pairs of shoes. Now, shoes galore, and I always look for the shoes I know that I like, but will make
statement.
People will see them and go,
statement shoes.
Oh, she's got good shoes on again.
Yeah, people do that.
Julie, obviously we're getting towards the end of the show now.
Yeah.
So there's and we've just basically started talking about this subject.
You know,
we could
lots
talk for
more.
Days, weeks
absolutely.
About it. But you've got a number of messages for people.
I do.
A number of products for people.
Absolutely.
Tell us about those.
Thank you so much for giving the opportunity. So exclusive for Business Bunker Extra listeners today.
Exclusive.
Be extra.
You heard it here first. I'm giving away basically 20% off on my half-day personal shop and style sessions or wardrobe detox sessions, where we can just get you know, in working wardrobe order going forward into 2019.
I would just literally throw my whole wardrobe away and start again.
That would be amazing. Yeah. That's like my dream to get into that. So that's approximately about £60 off, actually, one of my session prices.
That's great value.
So it's great value. So that's one of my offers that I'm offering to everybody. I'm also giving 10% off on my Christmas style gift vouchers. So if you want to give that loved one a styling experience for, again, the new year.
Or if you want to give a hint.
Give them a hint that actually you're not doing something right, you need to sort it out. You can get one of my style vouchers. So it's an easy Christmas present idea for the men who never know what to buy their wives for Christmas, because their wives have it all. I'm giving a 10% away on the Christmas vouchers as well. So that's another great offer. I'm also offering a 30-minute style consultation where we'll identify your style personality and we can talk about how to enhance your best features. If you would like to email me at julie@thechicstylist.com and request your consultation time with me, I'll be absolutely happy to do that. I'd love to speak to
you. And be quick, because your time is
And last but not least, I have a complimentary ebook which I'd love to offer to everybody, and that's on bit.ly bit.ly/chicsignupebook, but I'll put that on tweet.
We'll do. We'll get you details.
Get in touch with you quickly.
Yes, definitely. Well, we have, unfortunately, come to Inthrow. Just quickly, Chic Stylist. So look out for Julie. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I'm sorry we've run out of time.
Thank you for having me.
We're falling off the end of the show, as we always do.
Mark,
thank you so much for coming back. We have had a fantastic show. Next week, we've got another great show lined up for you. My co-host will be the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, Vulture Employment Law. And our guest in the studio, I will try to stay main calm, but I can't promise you, is Jane Mishotti, who is the MD fundraising for the Aspinall Foundation.
Oh,
yeah. Well. So she's got
some... It's a three-hour show.
Yeah, very, she's got lots of great stuff to share with us, so I can't wait for that. Don't forget to listen to The Business Bunker on Tuesday with Paul, 1 till 3. He's got more great guests, and we'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.